This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, I wanted to tell you guys about a dream that I had. I want to tell you a little story before I work up to the dream, okay? I had a friend who was in the military. He was my best friend. One night, he had called me about 2:30 to 3:30, and he told me in the morning, and he told me that he wasn't going to make it home from this deployment. They were getting ready to go on a deployment, but he told me he wasn't going to make it home this time. I thought he was just drunk and told him, okay, whatever, like, you're going to be fine, you know, don't worry about it. And he's like, no, Bambina, that's what he used to call me, Bambina. He said, Bambina, something's going to happen to my guys. I'm not going to come home. I said, okay, well, if that's the case, then promise me you'll have somebody let me know. He agreed. Well, then I had a dream, and in this dream I was at an airport. I had just gotten off a plane, and I just walked through that little catwalk that goes through, that goes to the gate. And when I walked through the gate, I saw him there. He was sitting, and when he saw me, he stood up and came over to me. We had a little bit of a conversation. I actually do not remember what that conversation was about. But then he turned and looked behind him, turned back and looked at me and said, I'm okay, but I have to go. And so we hugged, and that was it. I woke up. I found out on January 24th of 06 that my friend was killed in action. There was three other guys. They had hit a roadside bomb, and it had killed them. My dream was before I found out that he was killed. I kind of think it was his way of keeping his promise of having somebody tell me. I did have two other people tell me. One was somebody that he went to school with. I didn't grow up with him, and she happened to find his MySpace page, and I was his only MySpace friend. And she emailed me and told me about how he would be missed, and I was like, what? Like, I was confused until I figured it out. I looked it up, and sure enough, he had been killed. But also, one of the guys that he served with, his wife had gotten a hold of me somehow. I don't even know how. I mean, it was through a messenger, but I don't know how she got my name. And she had confirmed that they were indeed killed. Not her husband. Her husband wasn't with them, but my friend and the other guys. So, like I said, I like to think that that's his way of keeping his promise. And I don't, what do you guys think?
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.